on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from Hollywood, Florida, Heavyweight Factory. A lot of action going on. As soon as I walked in the door, Evander Holyfield's here. Ulysses Diaz is here. Everybody's... What's up, Uli?
I'm doing great, man.
We'll get right into it.
Yeah, sir. Randy, thank you so much again for this opportunity, man. I appreciate you.
I was looking forward to this almost over everything else but the food, and I told you we won't talk food.
Absolutely.
But I'm looking for that as well. I'm getting caught up in this. It just started. How are you feeling so far with just the atmosphere of this?
Oh, man, this is my atmosphere. I feel great. I'm always comfortable wherever I'm at. And, you know, this is a part of the process. I'm getting ready to do my thing Saturday night, you know, and I'm looking forward to it.
Do you stay this calm? I know we've talked before, but, you know, now on the radio-wise, do you stay this calm like this up until Saturday?
I stay this calm. You know, I stay focused. I got the task at hand. I never lose sight on that. And yeah, man, just cool, calm, and collective as can possibly be.
We were talking before we went live about, you know, old school and early UFC. And I don't even want to say early BKFC because that was, what, the 1700s or something.
Right.
But I just noticed something that you just did. You and your opponent just hugged and, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the combat world and mixed martial arts and even bare knuckle has gotten away from that. Just talk about the respect factor. It's, and you said this before, it's just your job.
It's just my job. I have nothing against Thiago on a personal level. I've been a fan of his since he started fighting. We're both in here to, you know, come in, do our job and get paid. And anybody that knows me and has followed me through my whole fighting career knows that I've never talked BS about anybody. I don't need to, and I feel like talk is cheap, and fighting is about action. You know, it doesn't matter what you say. And like my last opponent, he talked crap about me. You know, 3 seconds later, boy, that went out the window. So makes no sense.
And I know we talked about this. Did you work on the leap just in case, so you have that ready?
I did. I've been working on that heavy during this camp, so you'll see me clear that with no problem.
A lot of times fighters say what you just did, you know, I have a lot of respect for, I looked up for, and then after the fight, they say, I needed to get that out of my head, and I didn't do that during the fight. Are you able to just flip that on and flip it off?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, like, he's, you know, he's great in the sport. He's been in the sport for a long time, but that has nothing to do with when it comes to fight night. You know, I've been in the sport for a long time myself. I've been in training. I've been training with the best, and I know what I you know. I know what I'm coming to do, and I know what the work I put in for Saturday night.
I normally don't like to talk about other family members. You know, and I told you that when we first met. But you have a very famous girlfriend as well.
Yes.
Is there any opportunity for you to kind of slide over into that world as well? Not leave this one, but add that to your repertoire?
Well, I was in WWE Underground already one time with Shane McMahon, and I got to wrestle Dolph Ziggler, which was amazing. You know what? I don't look past anything, so I got this fight in front of me. It's very important, but one of the most important in my life. We're fighting for the world title. After this, we'll after I win this on Saturday, we'll see what happens with WWE. You know, hopefully, we'll talk to Vince, hopefully.
If you win on Saturday night, is there any place you won't take the belt?
No, there will be no place that I will not be with the belt.
I told this story yesterday as well. Tim Sylvia wins the belt back against Andre Arlovsky in Anaheim. The next day, we had him throw out the first pitch at the Dodgers game. So he leaves the dugout. He starts to walk. He crosses over the foul line. And I go, Tim, what are you doing? He's like, what? I go, where's your belt? And I go, oh, and he goes back. He puts the belt on. And then he got ripped for years for having the belt on.
Well, I'm trying to pitch.
Yeah,
that's
but that's what you want to do.
Of course. Absolutely.
How many hundreds of people, right, exactly, can do the first pitch?
Absolutely.
How many have put a world title belt around?
Absolutely.
Real quick, I know you got to go. Talk about Thiago, what he's going to bring to the table, what you need to worry about on Saturday night, if anything.
Well, worries I have none. You know, he's an experienced fighter. I'm going to keep my hands up. We're going to get in there. We're going to have fun. and I'm going to come out victorious. You know, I know you got to be diplomatic about it. You know, you'd be on both sides of it, but I'm telling you what's going to happen. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to stick to my game plan that I've been working on with my coach, Commander Zero, Orlando Cuellar, Hall of Famer. And you know, we're going to come out victorious.
You know what you do need to worry about, though? There is one thing you need to worry about.
What's that?
All the food we're going to eat on Monday when you come
I
to Tampa.
I can't wait, brother. Just have the plan, Randy. I'm ready to go eat wherever you tell me to go eat.
We will definitely do that. Matt, I know you're still in Michigan, but you have a question, don't you?
I mean, more about his foundation. You have the Feeding Foundation, and talk about that. Like, how's that going, and what's the next event you have scheduled down there?
Yeah, we have Fighting Versus Hunger, where you know, I get a bunch of people together, and I have local restaurants provide the food, and we go and feed the homeless. As of right now, the only thing I have on my plate is this is Tiago in front of me on Saturday. After that, we'll have dates. I'll make sure to hit Randy and get this together. And I'm planning on moving it up to Tampa myself. Maybe me and Titus O'Neill get together and feed the community, and Randy will join us also. Get everybody from the radio station. So. Yeah, look forward to that. As of right now, we have no dates, but you guys will be the first ones to know for sure.
Real quick, and they're giving me the looks already. So we had our hour-long conversation before we went on. Just before you walk to the ring, to the squared circle on Saturday, or in the past, what are you thinking? What's going through your mind? Or you try to just be as clear as possible?
Like I told you earlier, I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual. I believe in God, and my mom's prayers got me to where I'm at today. So on the way in, I'm thanking God for the opportunity. I'm fully focused in the moment, and I'm listening to my walk-in music to get a little amped before I get in there, and again, time to knuckle up.
Funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you, with you, in the middle of a fight?
Middle of a fight, I tore my bicep when I threw a punch, and I didn't know what happened. I thought I got I thought I hit his elbow. I thought it was like a Charlie horse. When I look back, I have a picture of me backing up from the fighter looking down at my arm tore.
So... a lot of fun things coming up in your life.
Yes, sir.
Saturday night, winning the world title.
Yes, sir.
Monday, coming to Tampa and gorging on food.
Yes, sir.
How much are you looking forward to going down to Colombia and doing the stem cell?
Man, that's such a great opportunity. Thank you so much for that. That's going to be amazing, man. I'm you know, huge. One of the biggest parts of fighting is recovery. So I'm actually, that's very much in my head. I can't wait to go down there. Take advantage of that opportunity and get fully recovered from anything that's going on in my body.
And of course, it's weight cutting now, but the food down there is pretty good as well.
Oh man, I've been there, Colombia. I love the food, and I can't wait for that also.
UD, have a good time on Saturday night. Looking forward to it, and I'll see you in Tampa on Monday.
All right, you're the man, and I appreciate you, brother. Have a great day.
Good job. All right, we're gonna hit a quick break. When we come back, the opponent, Tiago Alves. This is Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors
call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
Hi, right, from Hollywood. I wanted to get back while you were still laughing. What was so funny?
Joel Romero.
Thought it was the Godfather for a second.
And it sounded like it, too, down at the Super Bowl two years ago. Tiago, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
It's been a couple months since I've seen you. How have you been getting through the wonderful world of pandemic?
Dude, you know, here in Florida, nothing has really changed for us, thank God. You know, just working hard as always, you know, enjoying life and do what I do, man.
Is it the same feeling, you know, early in your career, later in the early career when we first met to today, you know, the feeling it's 3 days before a title fight or a fight in general?
Yeah, you know, it's always, you know, little butterflies, even though, you know, I've been through this so many times. It's exciting to have these feelings before, you know you're about to do something important, you know, so I crave those feelings. I need those feelings to get me, you know, ready for Saturday night. So, yeah, man, it's exciting, but you know, I take everything with a grain of salt now in a way because I'm having fun. You know, this is exciting to me. You know, I know I'm not going to be doing this much longer, you know, and I'm already really happy with my career that I had in MMA. You know, now I'm just enjoying myself and really have fun at bare knuckle boxing.
Something just happened, and I told Yuli the same thing, that made me feel good. It was like early MMA, early UFC. Your opponent is sitting here. And you come over, you say hi, you shake, you hug. It's the respect factor that I think has kind of dwindled out, and it's more circus.
Yeah.
It's more, and I know Dana Brooke is here, it's more WWE-ish, which I'm not a big fan of. I wanted it like it was and like the two of you just showed.
Yeah, I think this is a gentleman's sport. You know, we're alpha males, and we don't need to go out there and talk shit. You know,
stuff. Stuff.
It. Talk stuff, I'm sorry, and I'm part of my French, to you know, prove who we are. I think we do all talk inside of the circle ring, you know, that's the way to do it. That's how I was raised. You know, you have one mouth and two ears, you know, you listen a lot more than you should be talking. And in a sport like this, you let your fighting do the talking. You know? That's what I'm known for.
Sure. How has your training changed? Not necessarily since moving over from MMA to BK, just in general, you know, whether it's nutrition or better sleep or what is it? What has changed, if anything?
You know, I'm still working. You know, I still do between 10 to 12 sessions a week. You know, of course, I break it down a little bit more. But it's a lot easier on my body because I don't have to worry about the grappling, the kicks, you know, and the elbows and the knees. So just the boxing, it's very refreshing, actually, you know, especially after being in MMA for almost 2 decades and then be able to switch to bare knuckle boxing, you know, after 2 decades of a lot of punishment in your body, you know, it feels great. You know, I still work my ass off, but the enjoyment level, it's a lot higher now.
Where, if any, will you not take the belt?
I'm taking the belt. There's no question about it. This belt is mine already. You know, it's got to be a miracle, you know, from God for me not to win this fight.
But where will you not take it? Once you get the belt on Saturday, is there some place you wouldn't take it? Or is it, it's going everywhere you go, whether it's the restroom, the restaurant, the plane?
Oh, I'm taking everywhere possible, at least for a day or two. You know, I'm going to be wearing that belt everywhere. You know, I'm going to make sure I have the clothes to match because, you know, I like to match in style.
There you go.
But, yeah, but it's going to go everywhere with me for sure.
All right, my co-host is traveling the country right now. I think, aren't you still in Michigan?
I'm up in Gull Lake, Michigan, home of the Kellogg Cereal Company. Hey, Thiago. And look, so my wife is from Brazil. I know not all American products make it to Brazil, but what kind of cereal did you eat growing up in Brazil? Was there any American, and what was your favorite?
Honestly, like, I didn't grow up eating cereals. You know, I come from a family of bakers, so I grew up eating, you know, ham, cheese, bread, you know, cakes and eggs and all that good stuff.
How did you stay so slim eating bread?
I always trained very hard. You know, I saw martial arts at 8 years old. I switched to kickboxing, Muay Thai at 12. So I always had this, you know, built-in excuse to eat whatever I want. I always worked very hard.
So that's what I'm missing, because I'm eating all the bread. I'm just not doing the working out stuff.
You got to have the balance.
I was making dinner the other night, and we were doing chili or whatever, and there was a bunch of these little rolls that were supposed to be for dinner. Well, six of them didn't even make it to dinner. Now, they were little rolls.
There you go.
But it was definitely good.
They were little.
What can the fans expect to see on Saturday night?
Beautiful violence. You know, I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'm way better boxer than I was, you know, in September. I improved my game a lot. You know, I've been working with straight-up boxers since, you know, I after my last fight. And I understand the game better. You know, I had 10 minutes to really get the whole, you know, understanding of the fighting. And the timing and all that, the tempo. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see, you know, how well I'm going to perform, because I'm going to let everything out. It's 10 minutes. I'm going to try to get really tired in this 10 minutes.
Try to explain real quick, because I've defended BKFC. It's funny. And, you know, I'm from the MMA world. I mean, that's been here a lot longer, as obviously you have. And we kept saying how safer MMA was than boxing because of the size of the glove. But we can't get people to understand, if a 4-ounce glove is safer than a 12-ounce glove, no glove should be safer than a 3 or 4-ounce glove, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you're not going to be able to pack as much power, you know, with bare knuckles. I mean, of course, if you connect, it's bone against bone, laceration is going to be there, just because, you know, the bone just cuts the flesh very easily, like butter. Now, but besides laceration, the level of accumulation of punches is not even close, you know, because you're able to take a lot less damage with bare knuckle boxing, besides the lacerations, because you don't want to load up in every punch because you might break your hands, you know, the tempo is a little bit different. So you need to be actually very precise with your movements, you know, so you don't miss a punch and break a hand. And, you know, from my last fight, as you know, I went through a war with Julian Lane, and Julian Lane was very experienced. It was my first, you know, time fighting bare knuckle boxing. I had 40 stitches after that fight. Right, but from the neck down, you know, besides my hands being a little swollen from punching him in the face so hard, I was fine. You know, a little bit of headache right after the fight. You know, of course, you get him punched in the face, so you should have a little bit of headache. But from the neck down, I was fresh. You know, every time I competed in MMA, after an MMA fight, my whole body was beat down. You know, I had bruises on my feet, on my knees, on my leg, my ribs, you know, my head, everywhere. So compared to the damage in your body, bare knuckle boxing to MMA, bare knuckle boxing, it's a lot easier in your body. Yeah, you're going to get cut more easily just because it's bare knuckles, but besides that, easy work.
What was the biggest surprise in that fight? What happened or didn't happen that you expected or didn't expect to happen?
It was just the timing. You know, the timing is a little bit different from MMA. I almost kicked him twice, you know, in the first few rounds, just because his leg was right there, and it's just muscle memory for me to be fighting for such a long time. But I think after the second, third round, you know, I really set in on my, I kind of adjusted, you know. That's the great thing about me competing at the highest level for so long, you know. As the pressure gets higher, I get better. So it was just understanding the timing, the in and out, you know, the tempo of the fight. It took me a little bit to get it. Now I get it. Wow, let's see how I know how long I can, you know, how fast can I take him out of there.
It's going to be fun to watch. I know you're going to have a good time on Saturday night. As always, thank you very much for your time. For stopping by, we have a pair, and I'll give it to you here in a second, a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics. Right. So always appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Heavyweight Factory here in Hollywood, Florida, as we get ready for BKFC 18. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radio. Turn up.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC Heavyweight Champion of the World, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
Hollywood, Florida, as we get ready for BKFC 18 Saturday night. Half of the crew is here. The other half is up there in Michigan with us right now. Somebody who traveled even further than we have, and that's Tyler Goodjohn. Tyler, how are you?
I'm brilliant. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, we appreciate it. First, I love the accent. Now I know you don't think it's an accent, right?
Do you know what? Since being in America, it sort of makes you realize how English you are. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure. Talk about, because you briefly mentioned it, what you had to go through, you know, to get over here, the quarantines, and obviously, you know, the pandemic is still around some places. For some reason, it's not here in Florida, I guess. But what you had to go through to be able to come for this fight?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the whole COVID situation has been a bit of a nightmare back in England. I think we've been in, what, 3 lockdowns now? The last time I come out to America, I had to do a 14-day quarantine in Dubai. This time, I had to do a 14-day quarantine in the Dominican. Yeah, so I've seen a bit of the world. But, you know, obviously it's not ideal. I've come out here. My trainer couldn't make it because of the quarantine and everything else. So, yeah, just, you know, I've done what I've had to do. I put a good 10, 12-week camp in back home in England before I come out. So it was just a matter of sort of ticking over in the Dominican, and then obviously I'm here now, so yeah, ready to go.
What did the pandemic do that changed, you know, made you change anything in training?
Well, I mean, first of all, in the Dominican, there was a 3 p.m. curfew, so that made things pretty challenging, trying to find gyms and what have you. So yeah, I've done a lot of my training on the beach, to be fair, by myself. I mean, look, I've been fighting 20 years. I know what has to be done. And yeah, I've done it. You know, I managed to get a couple of spars and a bit of pads out there as well. Yeah, we're fighters, man. We do what has to be done.
BKFC blowing up here in the United States a year and a half in. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, it's 100 and X amount of years. Bare knuckle fighting has been pretty prevalent, you know, in Europe. You know, talk about that, what it's like over there. And you're a pretty big name over there, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I was a professional glove boxer before I'd done the bare knuckle. And then I turned over to the bare knuckle. But, yeah, it's something that has been happening for years. I mean, over in England, we obviously have the gypsy traveler community. And it's a known thing. Bare knuckle fighting is a way that people sort out differences back home. That is just how it happens. So, yeah, it's been happening for years and years. I won the world BKB title back in the UK promotion, and then signed for BKFC, come over here, and I'm going to do exactly the same thing.
What did you know about BKFC? What did you know about David Feldman? You know, when you first, you know, got the call or first started reaching out to him, what did you already know about them?
He reached out to me a couple of years ago. They were interested in me a couple of years ago. Obviously, I was in contract with the other promotion and things like that. So, I see all the fights. I think the fight that everyone saw was the Artem Lobov-Jason Knight fight. Entertaining as anything, but lacking in technical skill set, you know. So, coming over here now, I believe, coming from a purely boxing, traditional boxing background, and I'm a tough, tough, tough guy, put it all together, I feel like I'm made for bare knuckle.
When you have to travel from another country, what do you need to bring, if anything, that might not be available here that you need or that you use?
To be honest, like I said, obviously I'm coming over without my trainer, so that would be the biggest thing. But like I say, I'm a fighter. I've been in this game so long now. It's you take care of what needs to be taken care of. I'm just ready for Saturday night.
What are you thinking in the middle of a fight? Are you thinking?
I'm just confident. I know. I believe in my skill set, but also I believe my determination, my resilience. Look, I've been in them hard bare knuckle fights. I've been against, you know, guys back home who've had 18, 19 bare knuckle fights and beat them. You know, I've been put on the canvas. I've got back up and I've won. So I'm just confident. You know, just confident, like I say, in everything.
Yeah, you appear that way. Yeah, you know, you appear relaxed. You know, it's just like another day for you.
Yeah, yeah. This is bare knuckle. I believe this is my sport. And like I say, I don't get nervous before a fight because I believe when the chips are down, I'm gonna come out on top. So,
what do you, before I go to you, Matt, and you know you're up next? How do you relax? How do you clear your mind? How do you not think about Saturday?
I've got my man Tristan's come out from here, Chaos Boxing Fitness. He's doing my corner, and obviously it was the first time we met like 2 days ago. We spoke briefly, you know, on social media and stuff like that. But he was sort of like, what do you do before a fight? And I said, look, I'm super chilled, like, and I'll just literally, I'll switch it on when I need to. When I need to, it's business time. But yeah, I'm chilled. I'm a relaxed character. This is what I love. This is like, you know, I'm here. I'm not here for the money. I'm not here for the fame. I'm here because I love to fight. I've traveled all the way to Dominican on my own, quarantined for 2 weeks on my own, come over here on my own. I'm here because I love to fight. So, yeah, this is my happy place.
Good stuff. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, so I'm up here actually in Michigan, the birthplace of Kellogg, the cereal company. Dr. John Kellogg, we did a tour of the estate today. And I know that breakfast in America was influenced by Europe. So the question is, you know, what did you eat growing up? Was it cereal? Was it traditional breakfast that we know today? Or what do you guys eat in London?
So I'm from Cambridgeshire, so just outside of London. I'm from a farming background. My dad's a farmer. I'm a country kid. You know what I mean? So I'll eat anything you put in front of me, to be fair. I love cereal. Cereal's my snack. There's a calf back home called Cereal Killer's Calf that has every cereal from all over the world. I've subscribed and sort of subscribed to their thing, so they send me cereal. I love cereal. So yeah, I'm a big fan, but like I said, I'm a country kid.
What's your favorite flavor?
Do you know what? You guys over here in America do cereal different. It's very good, very good. You did the cinnamon crunch, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, you got like the Lucky Charms and all that. You do it differently over here. It's a dessert more than it is a cereal, you know?
There was a restaurant I went up to cover a UFC in New York City, and they're popping up now. They're cereal restaurants. And to me, it's like, what? But the line was out the door. It's crazy.
Like I say, that is my go-to snack cereal. I'll be honest, I love it. Yeah, I love everything about it.
So Matt, you need to go back there and get something cool for Tyler.
Send me some boxes of cereal, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what will you do the next couple of days? I mean, you're out of quarantine. This state luckily isn't like some others, so you can get out and you can go do things. Are you going to do that? Are you going to try to, you know, relax and rest at the hotel? What?
I quite like getting out, having a look about. I went down Hollywood Beach yesterday. We'd done a bit of pads on the beach. It was lovely. You know, like this is very different from back home. So I'm taking it all in. I want to enjoy myself. At the end of the day, look, this is what I do. I put 14 weeks of training in. This is the fun bit now. Time to enjoy myself. Time to see what Miami's got to offer. Yeah, I'm happy.
Well, it just so happens that Knockout Radio has its own limo.
Right.
So we have a limo sitting right out there. So if you want to hop in it, we're going to go drive around and do some cool stuff.
Nice. Yeah, I would love that. Yeah,
so we'll definitely hook you up. Tyler, thank you very much. Have fun on Saturday night. I have a pair of Jabra earbuds for you from Jabra Electronics.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate your time.
No, thank you for having me on.
All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the Heavyweight Factory located across the street from the Hard Rock. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Summer. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
Hey, yeah, I like this right here. Makes me feel free. It's got that, you know, that bomb.
Hi, we are back coming to you live. I feel like I'm in a gym. Yeah, I'm kind of, see, I drive by gyms. I don't go in gyms. And now I'm sweating. And is this what a gym's like, Jake?
This is kind of what a gym's like, son. Definitely when there's no AC in here.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I was going to ask, where are you from? But you just told me. I didn't realize you were right here in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, obviously. I actually live in Coconut Creek, but I'm originally from Southeast London. But I've been over here for like 7 years now.
So you've been able to, you know, we just, the last guest, we talked about everything he had to do quarantine-wise and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Florida's a different country. It's a different world, really, where, you know, I'm from here as well, Tampa, St. Pete. So, you know, it's been nice. We don't have to really deal with the masks and all that kind of stuff. But did the quarantine affect you at all getting ready?
No, not at all, in any way, shape, or form. It's, you know, we've got way more freedom here in Miami. You know, Florida as a state is, well different to, like, London and so forth. It's, you know, there's not too many complications here, but, you know, if you're training and whatever, you know, I can still keep busy. But, yeah, no, it hasn't affected me too much.
Fight week, what is today, Thursday, 2 days away. What type of athlete are you? Are you somebody that's going to center on, I have a fight in 2 days? Or are you somebody that's like, you know, I'm not even going to think about it. I don't want to think about it.
Honestly, I'm at this point now where in my career, I feel like I'm not even thinking about the fight too much. I'm just kind of enjoying the whole journey and this whole week. I'm super excited to even cut weight in the morning. You know, and that's weird. But it's like, yeah, I'm excited to make weight, get on the scale, load up, you know, have the whole process. And, you know, the finale will be on Saturday. It's literally the cherry on the top. So I've not really been thinking even about the fight. I already know I'm going to go in and dominate. So, like, I've just been dialed in on my diet and, you know, just staying strong and solid in the gym. And, yeah, I'm going to crush it.
How have things changed from first amateur fight, first pro fight, to the fight that's coming up on Saturday, whether it's, you know, mentally, whether it's, you know, food-wise or workout-wise, what has changed?
Honestly, the biggest thing for me is food. I've got a mad food problem, got a mad eating issue, and I've always been fighting heavy, you know, for 205. I used to cut to 205, and that's crazy, you know. So right now I'm here fighting at 175. My weight class, enjoying food, you know, as a professional and performing in the gym. And, I've just kind of got everything dialed down. I've got really good support, got good nutrition behind me, good team behind me, Trifecta, you know, helped me on the way. And the food has been the biggest thing for me, mate, biggest thing. So I've dialed that in, so I'm 100% son.
Before we go up to Michigan, my co-host is traveling the country right now with his family. What is the one thing that you've cut out that you miss?
My diet?
Yeah. See, I'm a food guy. That's all I care about is food.
Guy, bro. It's been binging, bro. It's just like, you know, it's portion control. You know, it's all about balance. And it's like, you know, fight, like, during your week of training or whatever, I shouldn't really be binging. But I'd have outbursts of, you know, putting my spoon in a peanut butter and I'll be smashing that peanut butter. You know?
Sure.
That's kind of me. I got a mad sweet tooth for, like, cookies and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, that's my issue. It's just I pulled all the sweet stuff away, kept all my stuff more protein, pulled my carbs down, and just cleaned everything up and just eased up on my binging issues.
It's a bad idea when I take that gallon of ice cream with the spoon and just go sit in the living room.
100%, son. That's bad. Yeah, it's having a good
view. All right, go ahead, Matt.
So Jake, I'm actually staying up at the W.K. Kellogg Manor House. It's in Gall Lake, Michigan, or Battle Creek, home of the Kellogg cereal brand. So we asked Tyler what his favorite cereal was coming to America, He said it's different than what you guys eat in London. But since being in the U.S., what's your go-to? What's your favorite flavor?
Okay, if it goes to cereal, I love Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops are my go-to, and I'll be eating them in the morning. I'll be eating them tomorrow after weigh-ins. So Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles, and what's the other one? Colossal Crunch. It's a cheaper brand version, Colossal Crunch. The mixture of multicolored stuff and like the little honey graham crackers in there. Fire, son. I love your cereal.
When was the last time you had a bowl of cereal?
Last week.
I probably haven't had cereal since 1980.
No way.
I believe the last bowl of cereal I had, I was in the Navy. And I took a bowl of, and that's the last bowl that
I've
had.
That's crazy. Have you heard of a company called Magic Spoon?
No.
Okay, it's a company called Magic Spoon. It's more of an adult style cereal. So it's got like a little bit more higher fat, lower carbs. Like in a portion, you only get 10 grams of carbs. You get like 4 grams of fat, and then something like 10 or 12 grams of protein. So they're like a healthy alternative, you know, so you're not banging in the carbs if you have like a cup of, you know, Fruit Loops. It's a little tip.
I'll give it a try.
For you.
Awesome. Can you watch a fight as entertainment and not work? Meaning, like, are you watching a fight? Or are you always thinking
honestly,
on how to...
Honestly, like, I don't really watch much fighting. Like, I struggle watching fighting. Like, I don't necessarily find it boring, but, like, I just, you know, I'm in the gym all the time worrying about me and what I'm doing and what I'm, you know, trying to accomplish. But I don't want to be sitting at home watching fights also. I do see it like working, like you said. So I don't really watch much stuff. I don't really watch the UFC. I don't really do anything really like that, you know?
Sure. What do you watch?
What do I watch? I actually watch a lot of the Great British Baking Show. The Great British Baking Show.
Really?
Yeah, that's my go-to.
I do watch that.
I like home baking. I love watching like home baking. I love watching food channels, again, because obviously I'm a food addict. So, you know, I enjoy watching all that stuff.
I do watch that. You know, my wife watches them all. And now that through streaming, you know, we can get the Canadian stuff. We can get the stuff from England.
Yeah.
Well, what can the fans expect to see on Saturday?
On Saturday, you're going to see 100% fireworks. You got a big KO coming from me in the first round. Super hungry, super excited, super ready. We're going to steal the show some.
You seem like one of those guys that enjoys that toe the line. You're literally three feet away.
That. Absolutely love it. I'll do it for free, mate, honestly.
Really?
I just enjoy it. The form of combat sport of the rawest. And, you know, you trying to prove your alphaness. And there's nothing other than more powerful than that. And I love it. So, yeah, I'm so excited, mate. Really excited. And
good stuff. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate
Best of luck.
You.
Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. It'll get shipped to you.
Awesome.
As well as a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics.
Lovely. Thank you so
appreciate
much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Cheer, bro. Thank you.
All right. Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Hollywood, from the Heavyweight Factory. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo choo, motherfuckers.
Nonstop.
Yes, we can.
You know, I am okay. I think that's the last concert I went to was a Kiss concert. So, Alan, first and foremost, you were making fun of me because I'm sweating here in Miami.
Yes, I have a sweater and I'm not sweating, so I was wondering why you're sweating.
Yeah, that is. How can you not be sweating at all?
I have, well, first of all, I'm cutting weight.
Okay.
And second of all, it's not even that hot. So yeah. I'm not sure why you're sweating.
I am sweating badly.
Yeah, no, I could tell. I can see it.
I think it's just so that I mean, can continue.
I wish people could see, but yeah.
Well, he'll take some photos, you know, and then we will. So it's obviously easy for you, seeing that you just live, what, 20? Well, it's 25 miles, but it takes 2 hours to get to your house.
Almost, yes, almost 2 hours. Yeah, no, it took me 45 minutes to get here, so it's not that bad. It's actually great.
Well, that is bad, but, you know, I'm from Tampa, St. Pete.
Yeah.
So we can literally get across town in
probably about the same time.
No.
But by the time you get here from Tampa, I get down here from Miami.
Well, we drove up this morning. I just hate traffic.
Yes, no, it's horrible.
I was here for the Super Bowl, and obviously that's because of the Super Bowl.
Yes,
but
yes.
It was. Tell me about BKFC, your involvement in it, your fight on Saturday. You know,
so far it's been a great experience, man. The guys here are great. The last time I fought for them, my fight was a little. It was kind of like a mishap because it didn't really go anywhere because the guy got hurt. But besides that, man, these guys have been treating me great. You know, I have one opponent, that opponent changed, and now I got another opponent, and now I'm fighting Josdenis Cedeño, who's a UFC veteran. And whatever, man, I'm going to go do what I do. Just put my hands on people.
Does it even matter? You know?
Does it really?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know, change a fighter, who it is.
Not to me, honestly. There's people that are very picky with their opponents and their careers and who they're going to fight. I mean, that's up to them. I want to fight the best. And whoever they put in front of me is who I'm going to fight. So,
with one exception, because it just happened. I'm sure you saw what just happened. One of the things that I like about BKFC, it reminds me of early UFC days. You know, I've been around since UFC 1, and this is what it was. All the fighters kind of together, and, you know, it's turned into a little bit more of a circus, a little more of a wrestling kind of thing. You know, talk about that. I like the fact that you can like somebody, and you can still fight them, or you can dislike them, but not, you know, make a circus out of it.
Yeah, I mean, we're all fighters. First of all, we shouldn't dislike anybody, in my opinion, but whatever. If you dislike the person, then go ahead and show it. It is what it is. You know, there's people that want to show when they're disliking somebody, and some people just keep it to themselves, like me. I'm very quiet.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, I just, whatever. I enjoy fighting. I don't have no problems. I think I'm friends with all 20-something of my opponents.
I was going to ask you what upsets you, but you seem like a guy that you don't get upset.
Then nothing upsets me, man.
No road rage?
Honestly, why would I be upset if I get to fight for a living? I want you to think about that.
Well, seeing that, I wouldn't want to be in a fight, but yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Well, I mean, I get to do what I love for a living.
Sure.
Let's put it that way.
Sure.
Right? Because for me, it's fighting, but for somebody else, might be golf, might be something else, but I get to do what I love for a living.
Now, you know? Are you, and I'm asking for a reason, are you staying at the hotel or are you going back and forth
well,
to home?
No, I'm going back and forth to home.
The reason I'm asking is I need to hang out with you a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm so high-strung and wired, and you know things bother me. You know, I told one of the fighters earlier, my brother and I got in a fight. One of us was 19. I don't remember which one. I still dislike my brother. And that's true. I'm not, you know, doing a shoot here.
I believe you.
It's definitely true.
It can go on forever.
I need to be more like just laid
back. Then let it go. It's up to you, man. You want to let it go, you let it go. I don't think he's going to come and apologize now.
Well, he's not.
Right? So, I mean, if you want to fix that, you fix it. That's up to you. Again, I can say that, obviously. I can say that I can let stuff go. And sometimes I don't let stuff go. But for the most part, I'm very easygoing, man. I like doing what I love. This is what I love. And I get a chance to do this for a living. And, you know, like, why would I be upset at anything, man?
No.
Not even my opponent. You know what? If he wouldn't have signed that contract, I wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't be making money.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely true. What do you do to relax? What do you do not to think the fight game? You know, are you always thinking fights?
Not necessarily thinking fights. I'm always watching fights. I'm always talking about fights. Like, my girlfriend fights, so I have no choice. And she's new in the sport. I've been doing it for like 15 years already. She's new in the sport. So her enthusiasm, which was what I had back then, where I remember I was watching fights on my phone and trying to get whatever CD I could of fights and whatever video I could find and download whatever instructional, she's in that stage. So, you know, I still get to absorb the same amount, which is great. I mean, you know, I'm immersed in it.
Sure.
I should have probably done more of this when I was when I first started.
How difficult is that?
It's not.
I'm saying, you know, for a girlfriend or a wife or whatever.
Honestly,
that's not.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not. I mean, she fought 2 weeks ago in Mexico. We went to Mexico. She had to fight somebody. She fought the girl two weight classes above her. You know, it is what it is. We go, we do the work, and we come back, right? Same way if I would have done it. The only difference is that I don't have control of it.
Right.
Right? When she fights, I'm a little out of control, but I'm outside screaming instructions, so I'm expecting her to listen. Same way that if I'm outside and I'm listening to her voice and she's telling me to do something and it's the correct thing to do, I'll do it.
Can you hear certain voices and you can block out other voices? Because there's people yelling and screaming.
It depends on the noise level. For the most part, you do get to listen to your coaches because they're closer to the circle. But not I can pinpoint certain voices because just I'm so used to them. My coaches is one of them. Like,
sure.
There's no way that I can, you know, like, first of all, he sounds very cute. He sounds like Scarface, right? He's very Cuban, very, hey, man, you know, you got to throw that kick, you know, so it sounds very cool. And his voice is very high pitch, and, you know, I get to hear it. And then my girl's voice, she just says the right things, you know, F him up, kick his ass, you know. So,
and you hear that?
Yeah.
That's cool. So my co-host is in Michigan, and he's going to chime in. He's got something to ask. Go ahead.
I actually, you know, I want to go back and highlight that about you and your girl fighting. You know, I coming from the bodybuilding world, I won my pro card 6 years ago. And I could only imagine, like, weight cuts and going through the process of a fight camp. If you guys are fighting at different times in different state or, you know, different competitions where you're not on the same diet and programs at the same time, does that make it challenging, both of you guys being in the combat sport world?
It's not so much a challenge. We decided at the beginning, because we did try it out one time, to fight on the same card, and that didn't work out. Like, both of us cutting weight the same week wasn't going to work. So I made it a point to focus more on her career, because I'm at the end of mine. I'm 41, turning 42 soon. So since I'm at the end of my career, I'm really focused on her career. And really what I do is what you guys see here is remnants of me training for her, really. Like, just residual, you know? You guys get a great fighter out of residual from me training with her. So, you know, it's a good deal for me. I take a fight and, you know, I get to win.
And when you're not in a weight cut, I'm actually staying at the Kellogg Manor, which is where the cereal company headquarters is in Michigan. What is your go-to cereal? Do you like cereal? Like, and if you do, what is your favorite?
Oh, man. To tell you the truth, we're having it in cereal in about 2 years. But man, if you put me to, there's a lot of them, man. Just on, to tell you the truth, the Kellogg's, the cornflakes, the just the regular one is really good for me. Like I'm good with that. Just that simple. Like I just want cereal. That's how simple it is.
I just told our last guest I haven't had a bowl of cereal in probably 31 years.
Wow. Yeah. No, I'm on 2 years, not 31.
Yeah, 31. I don't like milk.
Oh, see, that's a problem, man. Like, but you know what? I cut out milk too. It's been like 2 years since I said I don't drink milk. If I do, I do almond milk or something like that. But I normally don't do milk.
Yeah, well, and that's why it's tough to eat cereal without milk. So I cut it out. So, Alan, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, man.
What can people expect Saturday night when they tune in?
Violence, man.
This is a violent sport. Everybody has said violence.
Well,
I like it.
Listen, I'm a calculated fighter. I'm not going to go in there and throw it out the window. Everything I know is technique. I'm going to display it, but I'm going to be victorious. And if I have to apply certain type of violence that I've been known to apply in the past, where, you know, you get fight of the night type bonuses and stuff, then, you know, might come out. It depends. Depends on what the crowd does.
What's needed.
Yeah.
Whatever's needed, it'll happen.
Let's see what this guy has to bring.
Awesome. You know? Alan, thank you very much. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a good one, man.
All right. Let's hit the top of the hour break. When we come back, fighting for the heavyweight title, Sam Shoemaker, when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for